Report, Sugar Bowl postponed until Thursday following deadly attack in French Quarter. By Dylan Gwynn on January 1, 2025. A report from WDSU in New Orleans says that Wednesday night's scheduled Sugar Bowl matchup between the Notre Dame Fighting Irish and the Georgia Bulldogs has been postponed until Thursday following a deadly terror attack that killed and wounded dozens on Bourbon Street Wednesday morning. Early morning revelry following New Year's celebrations was shattered around 3:15 a.m. EST Wednesday as a driver drove a truck into a crowd, killing or injuring dozens. Then, the driver, identified as Shamsud Dinjabar, exited the vehicle and opened fire on police, wounding two law enforcement officers. Dinjabar was killed, though it is unclear if his death was self-inflicted or the result of returned fire from officers. The WDSU report claims sources confirmed the postponement. The Sugar Bowl committee is devastated by the terrible events from early this morning. Our thoughts and prayers are with the victims and their families, said Jeff Hundley, Sugar Bowl chief executive officer, earlier on Wednesday. We are in ongoing discussions with authorities on the local, state, and federal levels and will communicate further details as they become available. The two schools competing in the Sugar Bowl, Notre Dame and Georgia, issued statements after the attacks. We ask our fans to join us in prayer for those injured and lost in this senseless act of violence. Those staying at the Hilton New Orleans Riverside Hotel are welcome to join us for the previously scheduled mass there at 11 a.m. Otherwise, we ask that you join us in prayer from wherever you are. We are horrified and saddened by the senseless act of violence that occurred in the early hours of New Year's Day in New Orleans, the University of Georgia wrote on X. University personnel are working to determine if any UGA students, faculty, staff, alumni, or fans were among the victims. We offer our deepest condolences to all the victims and their families, and we stand in solidarity with the New Orleans community. This is a breaking story. Please check back for updates.